This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Browns are considered Super Bowl contenders after decades of dysfunction. It's a turnaround that's centered on one person, Chief Strategy Officer Paul DePodesta. He's a baseball numbers guru who owner Jimmy Haslam hired in 2016. Terry, DePodesta gave you a rare interview recently where he explained how he made this all work.
Paul DePodesta spent 20 years in baseball. He started very young, like 23, as a scout for the Indians. And then he was hired by the Oakland A's. And if you ever saw the movie Moneyball.
I was just going to say, that's all I think of, Moneyball.
It's not a phrase he ever used, but it was some of his ideas that use in analytics. Frankly, some of the stuff he brought from the Indians, too, and some that he created himself. Jonah Hill was him. But interestingly, while Billy Beane, who was the real GM of the Oakland A's, allowed them to use his name or whatever, Paul DePodesta didn't, because he felt that how he was frankly being portrayed is really with some numbers guy in the corner. In his late 20s, he is hired to be the GM of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Too much, too soon. Things went a little sideways. And his next stop after that was the number two guy in the baseball office with the San Diego Padres. He got hired from San Diego then to go to the Mets and help the Mets get the World Series in 2015. He was the number two guy there. So when he was hired by the Browns, it came out of a time when the Browns were searching around for something.
Right. And I remember it was like, this was a huge gamble. Would it work? This guy from Moneyball. It
yes.
seemed very strange.
This has never been done, where a guy changed sports at such a high level. And the idea being, look at this, we are messed up. He decided he would take the job. You know, they were talking about free agents and players. He said, I had 20 years of a library in my head and frankly on my computer of baseball players. I had nothing. I was at zero for football. But he said, what I could do is kind of look at organizations, how things are set up.
And what did he do?
One of the first things he tried to do was get people to play nice. But that's never been a thing in the Browns. Remember, there's always been a split between the coaches and the front office. But what this happened here, while he was sort of in the background for 4 years, it allowed him, as he said, to build up his library of football. This is how football runs and that. And he said, one of the first things I kept trying to say, and he goes, this is the thing we were able to get straightened out in baseball. He goes, there's this split between the scouts and the people develop players. The scouts would sign these guys. So then the people running the minor leagues would say, boy, the scouts gave us a bunch of crummy players. And the scouts would say, we gave the very good player those guys in the minors, and they messed them up. He says that was one of the things that helped him get the Mets going, is blending the two things together. So in other words, the scouts and the development people have to get to know each other, get together, how are we going to do this? That was a thing that he tried to develop with the Browns. But the problem was, inherently, there were such divisions. They needed, frankly, to get the right coach with the right people in the front office.
And was he responsible for any of that?
Finally, after the 2019 season, Jimmy Haslam fired yet again everybody. Jimmy turned over to DePodesta and said, help me find the guys that will, as he called it, alignment. DePodesta called it shared vision. And that led to the hiring of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
The general manager and head coach.
Yes.
Yeah, shared vision, that's the key.
Yes, and then you saw in 2020, they went 11-5, and this, and remember all the rumors and all the stuff with the Browns? It stopped. But the remarkable thing, if you think about it, DePodesta was hired in 2016, Sashi Brown got fired, but DePodesta stayed. Yeah. John Dorsey was hired as GM, he got fired, DePodesta stayed. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy turned it over to Paul DePodesta, frankly, save us. And I think it'll help them when the hard times hit, not to fracture as they have in the past.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.